The congregation can be seated. The confirmands rejoice to know that you do not have to memorize the Athanasian Creed in order to be confirmed. So, confirmands, come on up, bring your little, yeah, there you go, excellent. We weren't a big class this year, but both delightful young fellows. It's been my joy to Tien Bill and I share that joy to work with these young guys in their confirmation and their studies. It takes 2 years, and these guys have done those 2 years, but not graduating, right? And the congregation should have this in your bulletin as well. Beloved in the Lord, our Lord Jesus Christ said to his apostles, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." You have been baptized and catechized in the Christian faith according to our Lord's bidding. Jesus said, "Whoever confesses me before men, I will confess before my Father who is in heaven. But whoever denies me before men, I will also deny before my Father who is in heaven. Lift up your hearts, therefore, to the God of all grace, and joyfully give answer to what I now ask you in the name of the Lord. Do you this day, in the presence of God and of this congregation, acknowledge the gifts that God gave you in your baptism?"
"Yes, I do."
"Do you renounce the devil?" "Do you renounce all his works?"
"Yes, I renounce them."
"Do you renounce all his ways?"
"Yes, I renounce them."
"Do you believe in God the Father Almighty?"
"Yes, I believe in God, Father Almighty, and heaven and earth."
"Do you believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord?"
"Yes, I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was crucified, conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary,
Do you believe in the Holy Spirit?"
"Yes, I believe in the Holy Spirit, in the one Christian Church, the communion of saints, forgiveness of sins, the reiteration of the body, and the everlasting life."
"And do you hold all the prophetic and apostolic scriptures to be the inspired word of God?"
"I do."
"Do you confess the doctrine of the Evangelical Lutheran Church, drawn from scriptures as you have learned to know it from the small catechism, to be faithful and true?"
"I
do you intend to hear the word of God and receive the Lord's Supper faithfully?"
"I do, by the grace of God."
"Do you intend to live according to the word of God and in faith, word, and deed to remain true to God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, even to death?"
"I do, by the grace of God."
"Do you intend to continue steadfast in this confession and church and to suffer all, even death, rather than fall away from it?" "We rejoice with thankful hearts that you have been baptized and have received the teaching of the Lord. You have confessed the faith and been absolved of your sins. As you continue to hear the Lord's word and receive his blessed sacrament, he who has begun a good work in you will bring it to completion at the day of Jesus Christ." And Grady, you can kneel. Grady Hale Crosland, your confirmation verse is John chapter 10, verse 11, where Jesus said, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep." And may God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, give you his Holy Spirit, the spirit of wisdom and knowledge, of grace and prayer, of power and strength, of sanctification and the fear of God. And you can stand up. And Gordon Thomas Threlfall, your confirmation verses are Matthew 6, 25, and 26. Again, words of Jesus. Both our guys chose scripture from the words of the Lord. "Therefore, I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they?" And may God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, give you his Holy Spirit, the spirit of wisdom and knowledge, of grace and prayer, of power and strength, of sanctification and the fear of God. and we all stand together. Lord God, Heavenly Father, we thank and praise you for your great goodness in bringing these, your sons, to the knowledge of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, and enabling them both with the heart to believe and with the mouth to confess his saving name. Grant that, bringing forth the fruits of faith, they may continue steadfast and victorious to the day when all who have fought the good fight of faith shall receive the crown of righteousness. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
And God's peace be with you both. Blessings. You can return to your place.